Sure. Not a, it doesn't, it comes right out of the Chumash, but just sometimes we don't realize ourselves, and in the Chumash, the Torah is speaking to us and trying to present a Musa Haskell for us, and I think it's just beautiful to see it and see how the Pasuk talks to us, as explained by the Mefarshim, but it's really the Torah itself. The Torah discusses in the middle of Parshas Baloscha how the Golem were set up and how they would travel at different points, and it would all be based on the Anan and when it would lift and how everybody would follow the Anan to the next destination. They'd be there as long as they had to be there until it was time to journey again. And the Torah goes into very great detail to talk about different scenarios that the Klal Yisrael could be in a place for any number of days or a short time, a long time, and whatever it was, they would do what they had to do. So the Torah writes, for example, if it would be there for a very long time, Bnei Yisrael would not journey. They'd stay where they were, they'd stay put. Sometimes the cloud would be a very short time, just a few days. It would just be from night until morning, and then the next morning it would be time to journey. The Anna would lift and they would journey. O Yom V'Laila, or a day and a night, O Yom Mayim, or 2 days, O Chodesh, O Yomim, a month, or a year. So the Ramban and also the Sfarno, in his own way, they both point out what the Torah is trying to tell us is as follows. I'll read you from the Ramban. It'd be there a very long time, and it wasn't a very appealing place to be. They really didn't like it, didn't have much to offer, and they were very much itching, you could say, to leave. They would control themselves, they were disciplined, and they stayed as long as they needed to stay. And that's the pshad v'shomrei sos mishmeres Hashem v'lo yisau. Ki miyiras Hashem, u'mishamra mishmeres mitzvah v'lo yisau. In other words, it was mishmeres Hashem. We have to embrace what it is. We're staying put because we need to stay put. V'chein, im yeh ha'an yam mispar. It could be times that the anan would be just be a few days, 2-3 days. V'hayu am yegei ma'od, v'ina b'derech kocham. They were very tired. They could have used much more time to relax and to stay. Yasu Ratzon Hashem Lachzach Re'anan. I mean, it's just 2-3 days. We need another couple of days here. No, they would go. V'siperot ki yeshe lo yamdu raglay le'achad. It could be one night. V'yisu baboker, and the next morning they're already journeying. Af bishu torach gadol lehem. It's also a very big tircha. And then you have the other scenario. Each scenario has a chiddush attached to it. It could be a day and a night, which means as follows. So they get to the new place in the morning. They travel all night. And now the anan is there for that day and the night. So they arrived one morning, and then they're there that day and that night, and the next morning they're off again. What's the chiddush there? Who torach gadam narishon? That's even a greater bother. Ki hayu am sivurin sheyamdu sham. Oh, they're there a whole day. Could be we'll be here for a week, for 2 weeks, for a month. So they began to unload. Uparku ha'galos v'nichu masam k'mining habayim min haderech. Oh, you know, you get to a new place, and then you get yourself settled, and you unload. Ubahalos ha'anan. Whoa, the next morning. Again, it's lifting. Yachzeru lito, and you have to repack. Imagine, you know, unpacking and you're packing again. And again, the point being that that's what the Torah, and this could be that all these things were in fact realities. They really all happened. And again, I think that the Musa Haskell is that, you know, like it says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisau. It's not about me. It's not about what my personal preferences are. You're carried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're carried by the Anan, you're carried by Moshe Rabbeinu, it's whatever it has to be, it's to be. You create your own feeling of being anchored. Anchored doesn't always have to mean, you know, what you might think is better or worse, and, you know, how much bother, how much effort. A person has to know how to go through life, you know, you might say with the flow. Kadosh Baruch Hu carries all of us in journeys through life, and we have twists and turns, and we have challenges. But it's important to recognize that it's always up here, Hashem Yahu B'Hashem Yisrael. Sometimes it's easier, sometimes it's harder. It's all part of the, you might say, the journey of life. And the important message is for all of us to recognize that the more that we feel trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whatever we do, the more that we get reinforced in that emunah and that trust. And then that's really where the Yishuv Hadas comes in. It's not about making things look a certain way based on our own preferences. To the extent that we do that, perhaps we're never really happy, because what does a person really know? One day you want this, the next day you want that. And a person can sometimes never be happy with what they think is going to make them happy. But the person recognizes that the happiness comes from the internal feeling of security. That security is knowing that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what's best for us. So, again, obviously effort is still effort, but the effort becomes easier, and it becomes a labor of love, because you know that ultimately it's for your good. And it's an important idea that you can really glean it from the very psukim themselves of the Parsha. Good Shabbos.